You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Sixteen teams, one trophy. The NBA playoffs are here, and all roads lead to the finals. Will NBA champions like Jokic and Giannis dominate the playoffs again, or will emerging stars like Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum solidify their names in NBA history? The playoffs are where legends are made, and TNT will make sure you don't miss a moment of the action. Tune in to TNT's coverage of the NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan, the last few weeks have been somewhat predictable. But with a couple of massive coaching changes, Jim Harbaugh finally winning a big game, one team being better than another at two-point conversions, and a little bedlam, Dan, make no mistake about it, chaos is back. Iona, enjoy your 6-0 start. Eventually, it's going to be vacated. The Gales. Funniest thing from the sports weekend? The anti-sports gambling commercials running on TV, whose slogan is, Florida's not for sale. Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah, we're clear.
No state is more for sale.
We're the most for sale.
Than the state of Florida.
We're the most for sale.
Thank you. Put it on it's ridiculous, is it not?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Is there a state more for sale than Florida? And I'm talking about also like the state of the prostitution industry. Like, is there anything more for sale than Florida?
Michigan football is from another time. They should broadcast the upcoming Big Ten title game between Iowa and Michigan in standard def.
Stugatz, they fought in the tunnel before the game.
Yes.
And the refs thought they could stop it with whistles.
Yeah,
I know. Thought that whistles had jurisdiction in the tunnel.
Whittingham sent me a text over the weekend saying Michigan football is so quaint.
It was.
And I just responded, quaint?
It was quaint. They were chanting Ohio the entire time. There's nothing quaint about that rivalry.
Talking about the style of play, just using the running game. Yeah. McNamara doesn't throw a single passing touchdown, and on that last drive, Ohio State just couldn't get off the field because Michigan kept running for 4 yards.
Did you see that Air Force beat UNLV this weekend by 34 points without throwing a single pass?
Not one. No, Air Force could do that. It should be called the Ground Force. I mean, the Falcons. What? And thank you for your service, of course.
Yes, of course.
I mean, they're still doing it with no passes.
They won by 34.
You can't call them the Falcons.
Zero passes. Zero passes.
Groundhogs or something.
Something else.
Anyway. Dan, there are UFOs flying around, and no one seems to care.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the apocalypse we're living in.
What if that thing NASA sent up to space to take out that asteroid? What if it misses? Is there a backup plan? Is anyone else terrified or paying attention to the story? There is an asteroid that is the size of a football field that is headed towards the Earth. And NASA sent something up there that's supposed to meet it in like 6 years to prevent it from crashing into Earth. What if it misses? What if NASA's wrong? What if it crashes into Earth? What if we all die? No one's paying attention. This thing could take out the entire planet.
Got 6 years. We'll just try again.
What do you mean try again?
If it misses this time, send it up another one.
No, I think 6 years. It has to hit it or else it hits us. It's do or die.
We got time. We're fine.
We're going to be doomed by climate change before then. Before then, we're going to be sinking.
Dan, you trust something that's supposed to meet an asteroid at a certain place in time.
We're going
to
be sinking and on fire by the time that epic event arrives. Swarmed in 70 more.
We'll be done by then.
70 more variants. All right. We're living in the apocalyptic times right now. An asteroid would be blessed relief at this point.
At least 17 more variants and possibly 14 more contract extensions for Nick Saban.
I don't think that this thing is supposed to hit Earth. I think this is a practice.
No consequences.
The asteroid is supposed to hit Earth.
I don't think
so. The thing NASA sent up is supposed to hit the asteroid to prevent it from hitting Earth.
But this is a practice in case one's headed towards Earth. Is it towards or toward?
Towards.
Why am I asking you?
Although it does not pose any danger now.
Why are we taking any space information from Stugatz? Like, he's the least qualified scientific person.
This thing's going to hit us in 8 years, Dan, if we don't do something. And if this thing misses, I'm just wondering if there's a backup plan. No, 6 years is when this thing's supposed to meet the asteroid. If it misses, it will take another year or two to get here, and then it will hit us, and we'll all be doomed.
It's unmanned. It's a shame.
Well, look it up. I mean,
oh, there it is. Boom. He's got you there. What are you going to say to that? Look it up. Huh? Mm-hmm. You already looked it up and it said it wasn't hitting Earth.
Look it up again.
But keep looking it up.
Yeah. So you get to the story I was reading.
There is an asteroid in the area of
Earth. Thank you.
However, it will be passing by Earth today around 4:30 p.m.
That's it.
Look it up.
What if it makes a left turn?
But that's a different one. That's today, not 6 years from now.
Louie, we're in trouble now. I'm just saying, is anyone thinking of this stuff, okay?
Just you, Stugatz. You're the only one.
Thank you.
You should be in charge of NASA.
When's the last time anyone said hangs a Louie?
I don't know. What's wrong with hanging a Louie? I mean, what do you say for right if you got to make it?
You don't say anything for right.
You just make a right?
Yeah.
You just make a boring old right.
Oh, boy, Stugatz. You know who NASA partners with on this one?
Who?
SpaceX.
Oh, Jesus.
Gonna miss.
We're done.
Guillermo, does boring turning right need the publicist that Hang a Louie has?
I'm seeing on the internet that Hang a Ralph. Is the counterpart to Hang a Louie.
Nobody uses
that. That's a terrible name.
Ralph needs a PR guy.
Nobody uses. Ralph does need. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does Ralph need a PR guy as well?
Hang a Ralph.
And nobody says
Hang
that.
Hang a Ralph here.
Not that many people say Hang a Louie either.
Everyone says Hang a Louie.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does everyone say, have you ever used the phrase Hang a Louie?
Kyle Kuzma had to finish last in his fantasy league. Kyle Kuzma's sweater was the size of a Miami Heat retirement jersey. Army.
It was. Now, what was he doing? Like, it came down to his ankles and the sleeve. And I'm talking about the sleeves.
He's paying off a bet, Kuz. He's a good player, Kuz. And the Lakers could use Kuz right about now, no? A little youth. Youthful injection.
That's where we are with the Lakers. You said
they're bad.
But you said last week, don't worry about them. LeBron's not playing. That was last week you said
But now he's playing.
Okay.
Still bad.
That was last week you said that.
This is this week. Army stealing the wrong dog from the Navy. Army, the Stugatz is strong in you. The cadets, the only two college football coaches who have had more 10-win seasons since 2010 than Mike Gundy, Nick Saban, and Dabo. Huh? And think about that. The three coaches with the most 10-win seasons since 2010. Saban, Dabo, Mike Gundy.
Weird.
It's a shocker.
It really is.
And they look so good in those uniforms, too. I want to put on the poll, Guillermo. Do you want to put Oklahoma State in the playoff just to see those uniforms?
They have a path.
Yes or no?
Folks, of all their accomplishments over the last decade, perhaps the Warriors' most impressive one is making Andrew Wiggins good. To my friends, Tariq Cohen, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Anthony Schwartz, a happy Hanukkah. Or as the great Smokey Robinson would say, happy Chinookah. Jim Harbaugh, congratulations on improving your record against Ohio State to 1-5. Jim Harbaugh, do it in the Big Ten championship game. And if you do, do it in the playoffs. Harbs.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Should Jim Harbaugh have won the Big Ten championship game on Saturday, even though it wasn't being played?
Captain Comeback. Dan, you could absolutely see Michigan, right? You could see this, losing to Iowa, right? You could see that happening.
That's not the point, Stugatz. Before getting to his next loss, and please, can you stop skipping past the biggest victory of his tenure? You've been killing it for 6 years. Yeah. 6 years you've been saying overrated, fraud, you don't know what you're doing. You knew what you were doing when you were in the Super Bowl, but you're a fraud, you're a joke. Then he wins the game, and you're like, they're going to lose to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Just hater. Just a hater.
No, I'm not. Just telling the truth, man.
What do you think the final score of that Big Ten title game is going to be?
13-10. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm like,
is there going to be snow?
Standard def.
There is going to be snow, even though they're playing it in a dome.
Yeah,
like it's just it has Michigan to snow and Iowa for a Big Ten together.
Game. Yeah, it snows.
People say that's football weather, but it's just terrible weather. Nobody likes that. Correct. I mean,
Michigan, Ohio State, Dan, at the Big House, 108,000 people, a little snow on the field. That's football. 4 yards a carry. That is football, my friend.
No.
It was a good game.
No, that's not football, my friend. My friend, you can keep your my friend. You can shove it right up your ass.
Wow, that's harsh. I like a little snow with my football.
The over-under for the Big Ten championship game on DraftKings is 43.5.
Yes.
Points?
Under. Under.
Yes.
Points, yes.
Not yards? Points?
21. 17. A barn Iowa. Burner running game.
I would set that. That would be my over-under for punts.
Have you guys seen what's happened to poor Scott Frost in that in that world? Scott Frost was undefeated a few years ago. Could have had any coaching job in America, and all he's done since is lose one-score games. They had Iowa beat. They're winning 21-6. They don't score again, and they lose by one score.
Their point differential in conference play was zero. They finished 1-8.
All they did was lose one-score games. Like, they won three times this season, and, oh, how about this? How about this? They were favored against 9-2 Iowa. They were favored. Falika.
Falika
said it's never happened before.
Right. Falika made him a penis.
He's a bear. Fine, by the way. What happened with Falika?
What is my fine?
It's $25.
What he said is that hasn't happened before in betting. That a 3-win team is a 1-point favorite or any kind of favorite over a 9-2 team.
Why are you so hell-bent on me giving Harbs credit? What is going on here? I mean, he's 1-5 against Ohio State.
I'm just saying that he couldn't have done better than he did this weekend. Like, what he did this weekend is the achievement of his Michigan tenure. You've been killing him for 6 years.
That's fair.
Well, why are you hearing this now? Like, it's just the most obvious thing. You can give him a second before you say he's going to lose to Iowa.
Do it against Iowa.
Yeah, do it against Iowa last Saturday. Yeah, do it against Iowa last Saturday in the snow. Bring them on the field, too, and beat them as well. Put Iowa and Ohio State on the field. Put maximum snow on your side of the field and beat them as well. And then do it against Alabama. And then Alabama's a fraud this year. Listen, it against Georgia, who I've said is bad all year.
He is 3 wins away from getting credit for me, okay? But then I'll have to do it again next year. And then I'll have to do it in the pros. Because he fell a play short of winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So he has to do it there as well. It's got a long ways to go, this Jim Harbaugh.
It's going to be a long way back for Harbaugh.
No doubt. I want people to fully understand what I said earlier. The UFOs have finally arrived. They pose a threat to national security, and we're too busy to give a shit. I mean, they're here.
They are here. People do keep saying they're
here. What are we going to do? What are you going to do, Steve?
I don't know.
No. Plan?
I figured, you know, we'd be ready for this. Hang a Louie? I mean,
as what, a planet? What do you want?
Hang a Ralph at Mercury.
Okay, you want to hang a Merc. You want to hang a Ralph to get away from the UFOs. Very good.
Carson Wentz can scoot in perhaps the most shocking red zone moment of the year.
I saw a sprocket roll off of it on one of those scrambles. There was a spark plug.
He got 15 yards.
Yeah, he got 14 yards, but a sprocket and a spark plug fell off of it.
In perhaps the most shocking red zone moment of the year, the Jets and Giants were both on offense and both on the red zone channel at the same time. It was incredible. A split screen.
It's such bad football, New York. I'm so sorry.
They're terrible.
So it's just all bad.
They both won.
Winners yesterday. Yesterday was a winner day for Giants Jets. Yes. Beating the Texans. Congratulations.
Are you going to tell them to do it next Sunday, too? I think the Giants are just a game out of the final playoff spot.
The Jets are in the mix. Are they in the hunt?
Giants are in Miami next week.
Are the Jets in the hunt graphic?
The Jets are not, but Mike is right. The Giants are. The Giants are right there. The Giants could make the playoffs.
NFC super top heavy. They're just losing records in the playoffs right now for the NFC.
It's amazing.
It's just all garbage.
No, I think the Giants are a game out of a wild card spot. I'll tell you in a second. They are.
Talk about it. That's another injured team, incidentally. Not all of your analysis, but a lot of your analysis could focus on the injuries, and you'd be right.
I think we can call it Sunday. Dolphins. Giants. Playoff implications.
The 5-7 Dolphins. You'd really like those losses.
Elimination game.
It's a loser leaves graphic.
Put it on the poll.
It is such a loser's lament that I recognize because my Dolphin fan friends are just all sending me, look who's in the hunt, baby.
But I'm not certain you leave the graphic, Mike. It's such a weird season. You have to see what happens in the other game.
This is a loser leaves graphic.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Levitard Joe. Is Giants Dolphins a loser leaves the graphic match?
Red zone at the end of the day yesterday flashed an entering the day graphic, and the Dolphins were not in the hunt.
Oh, wow.
But then, after their victory over Carolina, firmly in the hunt.
Was Carolina still in the hunt?
I don't recall. Because they're in the NFC.
5-7 right there.
I think they're a half game out.
Yep, the Vikings are 5-6. The Vikings have had a 7-point lead in every game they played this season. They are the best 5-6 team in the history of the NFL. It's crazy.
All right, you tell me. Better, what's the way I can phrase this? 3-9 Nebraska versus 5-6 Vikings. Who's better in their division? Who's a better loser? I don't know how to phrase it. I'm sorry I've interrupted you.
That's okay. I understand where you were trying to go. I mean,
because you've been maintaining the Vikings are good.
Nebraska could be undefeated. The Vikings could be undefeated. They're not. They've lost a bunch of close games.
You've maintained that the Vikings are a top five power team, and I don't think you're wrong, even though they're 5-6. If you give me a healthy Vikings, if I would be scared in the playoffs
terrified.
To see a healthy Vikings offense, I would. That would frighten me.
I'm terrified. I mean, perhaps the best receivers in the league. Crazy. The L in Lincoln Riley stands for liar. The M in... I know, it's a little bit debatable. I know. I mean, flawless execution on the lie. But he did say he's going to stay with Oklahoma forever. Didn't he say that?
Mike, do you have that sound? I want to get to that sound. I've been wanting to get to that sound because I thought this was a gangster play by Lincoln Riley. He did not lie to us, technically. He got us off of the scent. He lost the bloodhounds by, after the Oklahoma game, coming out firmly and saying this.
Lincoln, are you shocked that you've gotten this far without anybody asking you about all the rumors this week? I'm just saying, I'm going to ask you about it, so I might as well. it's nonstop. I mean, it's every day.
Hold up, Gary. I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU. Next question.
Yeah.
He was right.
I mean,
that's good.
See you, Gary.
He said it correctly, Stugatz. Like that, he lied to no one. You're calling him a liar.
I said I wasn't certain, but we played the sound, so I stand corrected, though, I guess. I mean, he nailed it. That's how you do it.
I mean, it's what Aaron Rodgers did, though. Yeah. That didn't save him from being called a liar.
Correct. Different crimes.
The crime is the same. The amount was different.
To the people of Oklahoma, I think Lincoln Riley did it right. Worse.
Far more outrageous to the constituents of Oklahoma.
Yeah. The M in Mac Jones stands for MVP. Cam Newton had a passer rating that was 5.8 points higher than mine was yesterday. Bill Belichick should get some MVP consideration. The 4 and 4 net stands for 4 touchdowns. Leonard Scornette. I'd pay good money for a Bucks-Patriots Super Bowl. I mean, how good would that be? Dan, if they made it a pay-per-view event and you had to pay $500 to watch that game, you would. You would. You would. I would.
Breaking news in the NFL, if you've been paying attention. When Joe Philbin got COVID over the Thanksgiving holiday, there was a bit of an outbreak there. Mike McCarthy has tested positive for COVID-19.
Joe Philbin was with the Cowboys?
Yeah.
What? He's their assistant head coach. Learned that on Thursday.
Wow.
These guys, did Orlovsky get Jason Garrett fired? These guys all get recycled. And Jason Garrett, where's he going to? He's going to end up somewhere again in this.
No.
I have him being like Purdue head coach.
Did Orlovsky get him fired?
You have him as a head coach?
In college, lower level college program.
Did Orlovsky get him fired?
Absolutely, because he put out a video, all 22, of the Giants running an offensive play where three receivers ran to the exact same spot. And Orlovsky's like, this can't happen. It's bad enough when two guys run to the same spot. Three guys to the same spot? Jason Garrett fired the next day.
The Giants are in the mix. Big game this weekend. Joel Klatt wondered aloud if Michigan should carry Jim Harbaugh off the field. For what, Joel? Finally doing his job? Back in my day, there were standards for rushing the field. College football is going to hell in a handbasket. Speaking of hell, Dano, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Billy, morning show radio. Thank you, Stugatz.
You're welcome. I don't understand. Very nice. You never thanked me before.
I don't know why you would call Lincoln Riley a liar. We just heard the sound. He was asked. He wasn't even asked very about honest, the LSU job. He was asked awkwardly about the rumors. Mm-hmm. A reporter very much in love with the sound of his own voice got out there with a question about the rumors. Mm-hmm. And Lincoln Riley, because this blindsided everyone yesterday in the middle. Do you know how hard it is for anything, for a bomb to go off on an NFL Sunday? Like, for anybody to be paying attention on anything sports related on an NFL Sunday?
Has to be
major.
Yeah.
This one caught everyone off guard. What do you mean Lincoln Riley doesn't want any parts of the SEC? What do you mean he's going out west? What do you mean the guy who makes quarterback Heisman winners has said the USC job is better than the Oklahoma job when Oklahoma's going to the SEC, what do you mean? He'd been asked about it the day before because the LSU job is viewed as a better job than the Oklahoma job. I don't know if the USC job is. It's in a better place. It's
in a better place, Dan. It's easy to recruit there. It's in an easier conference. There's an easier path for Lincoln Riley to get to the college football playoff every year, and we all know he loves the easy path. I mean,
it was
all about.
It was shocking. Yeah. It was shocking that USC still has the prestige to pry away. It's not like this qualifies as a down year for Lincoln Riley. He was in the college football playoff discussion till bedlam. Like, he's dominated over there. When you mentioned the back-to-back number one overall picks in the NFL, back-to-back Heismans. If you're a quarterback in a system, you have to be terrible to not be in the conversation for Heisman. I was stunned that he went to USC.
Stugatz, in some ways, I mean, I think this is parallel. In some ways, it's as shocking as if you'd heard yesterday he's coming to Miami.
Yes.
USC's got a bad athletic director. Yes. It was out of nowhere, this news that one of the hot coaches that the pros might want, a young guy who knows how to make quarterbacks, 38 years old, that he is leaving Oklahoma and leaving the possibility of getting into the big business of the SEC to maybe fear the SEC, choose an easier path, maybe have a better lifestyle, easier lifestyle. But when he was asked about it, this is the thing that I had never heard before in denials. He put an end to the rumors yesterday, or Saturday, he put an end to the rumors after an Oklahoma game because he kept getting lined up with the LSU job. And this is how he said it, which is not a lie.
Lincoln, are you shocked that you've gotten this far without anybody asking you about all the rumors this week?
I'm just saying I'm gonna
ask you about it, so I might as well. It's nonstop. I mean, it's every day.
Hold up, Gary. I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU. Next question.
The next question is strong, too. The next question, and he said it with his chest, right?
Yeah.
Next question. I wish the next question had been, are you going to be the next coach at USC? I wish somebody could have seen that coming.
Are you just staying in Oklahoma? But that was such a great move by Lincoln Riley to just invoke LSU, because LSU players were following him on Twitter. It seemed like that's where all the momentum was. I believe the Oklahoma State band was playing state songs of Louisiana.
How does this stay quiet? These things get talked about for days. These don't come together in 18 hours. These things do not stay quiet. Agents don't shut up.
I forget who pointed it out, but almost exclusively his recruiting efforts have been concentrated in the California region for the past few months. So it kind of feels like this is a gangster move by USC. They were having this lined up, and no one was talking about him. No one saw this coming. And if I'm a USC fan, I'm so jacked up.
You got the guy that
NFL teams want.
You just got the guy. Yeah. Out of nowhere, you get the guy. You get back in the game. You haven't mattered since Pete Carroll left and Reggie Bush was disgraced and then went on to Wendy's commercials.
I mean, you got the guy who's afraid of the SEC. How about that?
16 teams, one trophy. The NBA playoffs are here and all roads lead to the finals. Will NBA champions like Jokic and Giannis dominate the playoffs again? Or will emerging stars like Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum solidify their names in NBA history? The playoffs are where legends are made, and TNT will make sure you don't miss a moment of the action. Tune in to TNT's coverage of the NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel on TNT, True TV, and Max.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Don Libertard.
I don't want to be too extreme on this, but he failed America.
Stugatz.
Okay, very good.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
Billy, why do you wish that we were doing a different show, a more traditional morning show, a show that was about whether or not you break up with somebody before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that was happening. Dan, last week we were off a couple of days. I don't know if you're aware. So I was listening to some local radio, and it's syndicated, so it's not super local. Doesn't matter. The topic du jour, if you will, was would you break up with someone right before Thanksgiving? Because it was right before Thanksgiving and people had, you know, I don't know if you heard about Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. Yeah. They broke up.
No.
Yeah. You didn't know?
No.
Wow. I'm sorry that I'm the one to break it
to you. Take me instead.
Yeah. So that was the topic of the day. And I said, you know what? Interesting. So we'll go around the room. Lewis, would you break up with someone before Thanksgiving?
Why are you going to Lewis off microphone again? Why do you insist on
it'd be rude to completely ignore Lewis.
Everyone.
Yeah,
but you continue to do this thing where you throw.
You don't want Lewis to be a part of the show.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, what's some sweet
standing in the way of Lou?
Yeah,
hang a Louie.
Sweet Lou.
Yep.
The last time Louis was on, he promised us some great impersonation that that fell like a wet turd in the lap of the show.
Was it a sneeze? I believe
it was a sneeze. It was a sneeze.
It was us. We were the problem.
It was the sneeze.
We were the problem. He's claiming that his
just said no one got the joke and it was super hurtful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We've mic'd him, but he still set it off mic somehow.
Okay, great. Billy, yeah, please continue to go to Louis so that everyone can hear from him. What is the question that you would you like his thoughts on freedom? Like, what
would
do you want
you
from Louis?
Break up with someone before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Louis. Excellent appearance. Let's go to Tony now.
Would I break up with somebody before Thanksgiving?
It's pretty cruel, Dan. Wouldn't you agree breaking up with someone just before Thanksgiving?
It depends on what's your relationship with the family. Yeah. What's the status of your relationship? If you're close to breaking up anyway, and you don't want to see her family or his family, you break up before Thanksgiving.
You're basically saying if you're not going to break up with someone before Thanksgiving, that you can only break up between March and October. Because if you're going to break up, but if you can't break up before Thanksgiving, you can't break up before Christmas, you can't break up before New Year's, and you can't break up before Valentine's Day.
Well, that's cuffing season, Witty. That's cuffing season. Everybody knows that. Billy, the question
is
this.
There's a buffer, though, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
There's a 2 week buffer.
Yes. A 2 week buffer.
Have I been to a Thanksgiving at their house before?
Another good question.
Or is it like the first time we're going to really
do Thanksgiving? Are you going to make it awkward where you're, the family, now all he or she is going to get is questions about where's Tony?
So, yeah.
Where's Louis?
Yeah. Like, where's Camila? Where's Sean?
As opposed to faking it? I mean, in front of the entire family?
Not faking it. Just you know sometimes you know the relationship. Often you know the relationship is going to end before it ends, right? Like, so if you've decided that in your head somewhere, then you might do that before Thanksgiving just to get out of the dinner, no? Because you don't want that awkwardness.
I think I would go to the dinner, have all the food, drink all the drinks, and then break up.
Yeah, how great a party! How great a party is it?
Awesome!
How great a party! Do the in-laws throw a great party?
Yeah, they do.
The Cabellos, yeah.
Yeah, Cajachina.
See,
Tony, what if it's at your house though?
Because then you have to answer a lot of questions of the family members, like, "Wait, where's Ashley? Where'd she go?"
If it's at your house, probably no, right? Because you don't want to answer the questions if you're the breaker-upper.
Also, no.
Where'd she go? As if she'd been abducted. Ashley's been abducted.
Well, just say, family. You know, Thanksgiving family.
Something came up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you handle it, Billy?
Oh, well, we skipped Chris and Roy.
That's okay. Let's go straight to your thoughts on this. I thought it was going so well with Louis and Tony when you threw it over there that I put the podcast on speed up past this part. So go ahead and get Chris and Chris out of here. Just give me your thoughts so I can get out of this
Chris
topic.
Cody said he had thoughts and now he's hurt.
Go ahead. Pass on by.
Well, we know Whittingham would never do that.
No.
I mean, he went for the season. Whittingham has a season.
Most people want to be in a relationship during the holidays. So I think it's like the opposite. You could ask the question, if you were single, would you be seeking a relationship during the holidays just for that comfort? See, this is the stuff you can't get if you skip by this right here. Look at that. This conversation made a Louis.
Would you guys break up with someone on New Year's Eve?
Hung a Louis. Didn't make a Louis.
Keep it moving, Dano.
You should hang a Ralph right into the ocean. Whittingham, what would you do? You do the polite thing? Would you?
I would.
Yes, you just
of course go,
you
just
power through it.
You'd grit your way through the suffering.
Mid March.
What's your breakup season? What's your breakup? Mid
March. Yeah, March to October.
After Valentine. Wow. Month after Valentine's Day.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's say there's
a nice kid.
Maybe a death in the family in March.
Whittingham, you're going 6 months past expiration just so you could get plowed through Valentine's Day.
New Year's, phrasing. Christmas, and Valentine's. What if her birthday's in March?
I gotta get to mid-March. You're like a man crawling across the desert in search of water. I just need to get to mid-March. I'll eat all this tryptophan in November to see if I can get out of this relationship 5 months from now.
Well, wait. Okay, then there's this scenario. Let's say the significant other's birthday is March 22nd.
Oh, God.
Then where do you go?
Mid-April.
But then grandma passes
kicking the can.
Or isn't doing well. Grandma passes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, April 30th. Now you're married.
Big Easter gathering would be a real
Yeah.
No, now you're married with kids is what's happened here. Like this, Billy's going to keep asking you questions.
We're getting close to back to Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah. What's the holiday you'd most want to get broken up?
4th of July.
Arbor Day. Ah, yeah.
4th of July is a good shout. Hit the beach.
No one. What do people do on Arbor Day?
No, they break up with people.
When's the last time anyone mentioned Arbor Day? Why is
there
an
look at trees, Dan.
Why is there an Arbor Day? I need to know now the history of what are we doing on Arbor Day? Do we just
planting trees, Dano? Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Are we celebrating that as a nation? Do they give someone time off for that?
I remember in school Arbor Day being a thing. Is Arbor Day still a national holiday?
You don't get a day off for Arbor Day.
No chance.
Do you take away a national holiday? You don't get a national holiday and then get taken away. You think that Arbor Day was a national holiday at one time? That can't be so. Arbor Day has always been a meaningless holiday. It's the weakest of the holidays. Arbor Day is funny specifically because it comes in last.
Dan, you all the time talk about climate change and needing to focus our environment, and you want to get rid of the holiday that's about planting trees?
Oh, now we need to do it. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Maybe we're the show that needs to get behind Arbor Day.
I think we do. I think, when is it? I don't know.
Good question. Oh, no, it's April the 30th. Wow, oh, man.
You can't break up then.
Is Meadowlark giving us a day off? I mean, it's much like Earth Day, Dan, and I'll tell you, if that thing doesn't meet that asteroid in 6 years, there'll be no more Earth. I mean... And no more Arbor Day. Think better hang a Louie. Something's got to hang a Louie. Either the asteroid or the thing that's supposed to meet the asteroid or the entire planet. Now, Dan, if it meets the asteroid, then we're fine. We're safe. There'll be other Arbor Days. If it doesn't, the entire planet needs to hang a Louie.
But what if it meets the asteroid and then the pieces all go flying in the wrong direction and then they come towards Earth?
We're doomed.
The part of looking it up that you asked them to do when they all came back to you with none of these asteroids are hitting Earth. Why are you a dog with a bone with this one? Like you've searched the World Wide Web and there's no proof from the reason no one's talking about it is because what you're saying is not real or true or being reported by anybody.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was a guest on CNN. Like, you know, when I'm this confident, I'm somewhat informed. Not fully informed, but I saw something, okay? Talking about how the asteroid was going to hit planet Earth unless NASA stopped it. He was explaining it to one of the anchors there.
Was he screaming? Was he in terror?
He wasn't in terror because we have some time, but he was saying that this thing needs to be exact. That's all he was saying. I mean, it scared me.
Would you want to know if an asteroid was coming towards Earth to end your life?
If it was a foregone conclusion, nothing can be done to stop it. And you're telling me life is going to end in X number of days.
This is another morning show topic.
Yeah. Would you want to know? Tony thinks he'd be cool if an asteroid was coming to Earth.
Let's ask Lewis.
Please, let's ask Lewis. How about Hildy? Would you like to ask her in the other room?
No, Hildy skated last week. We were talking about who skated in the NFL. Hildy did because her golden helmet of life reign was over 2 weeks ago, and she didn't pick a helmet last week.
Billy, I believe you've been cheating at the Bucket of Death.
Okay.
What do you mean?
The commissioner. Well, if the swap helmet, like you pulled it multiple times now.
Yeah. And that's because Reddit said that. That's not true.
Did they?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You haven't pulled the swap helmet?
I have.
Multiple times?
I have Witty next to me. Witty's not someone that goes around with shenanigans, is he?
No, I've seen everything on the level with Billy's pulls from Bucket of Death. I'll back his credibility.
You've been watching him?
Are these two working together now? It seems like Billy was very quick to get defensive. Witty was very quick to defend him.
No, but they can't be working together because poor Whittingham is like 0-9 at the Bucket of Death.
Cahoots.
Wait, Whittingham would be getting a terrible end of this transaction.
I'll have you know that Deathcember is coming in a couple days, and I will not stand for these accusations. Or there will be blood.
Okay, forgive me, though. This is an accusation that's been made by others other than me. I just feel like you're up to no good at all times, and because I can't see what's happening behind your mask these days, and because you keep throwing it to Lewis to purposely throw the show into anarchy and chaos, I've assumed that you've got nefarious things up with your commissionership, but you don't appreciate your integrity being called into question.
I do not.
Okay.
Not at all.
I'm going to have to apologize.
Should I appreciate my integrity and the integrity of this grid and Bucket of Death being called into question?
Well, nobody's punished.
I brought this back for you people.
That's right. DraftKings brought it.
Thanks.
What is happening with Deathcember? What is it that we need to know? You sent out a Google document. I saw a Google document, the first of its kind I've ever seen.
Yeah.
From you threatening people with Deathcember.
Deathcember is coming, and punishment payoffs have been scheduled. Wow. And I have enlisted Hildy, the aforementioned Hildy, to get us the supplies necessary for enforcing these punishments. Costumes are on their way, people, and dates have been set. Let me know if there's any conflicts so we can change those dates.
Dates have been set where costumes. Okay, so expenses, things are being expensed and costumes are coming.
Yes, so it's Deathcember. Kicks off tomorrow, November, but close enough. Because Bimmel is a whole thing, Greg. Yeah, exactly. It's a shave. Greg's back, but Greg's here on Tuesday, and it's November 30th. And I talked to Lewis. Our, it's easier to do it live than it is.
Our COO is going to shave Greg Cody's back.
Yeah, he has to. Yeah.
The one thing maybe you could help out with is I haven't told Skip he has to dress like Machine Gun Kelly this week, so maybe someone can let him know about.
All right, I'm gonna let him know right now. I'm also gonna let him know that that Whittingham thought that the decision was a terrible show, and that if anyone had any dignity,
I got backed into a corner there. I love the decision. I wish ESPN would do more decisions.
I don't think I've heard anything more shocking than you raining down on this show today than you raining down judgment on Jim Gray.
It's amazing.
Simply not wanting a Hall of Fame broadcaster's career whose star is on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and is at the center of a great many seminal journalistic
moments.
He's
interviewed the last 10 presidents.
I think Bill Clinton was like at his birthday party or something. Like Jim Gray, yes. Jim Gray travels in the highest of circles.
Yes. Did you get that from his wiki page, Stu Gatz? I feel like he's someone who would edit his own Wikipedia page.
Oh my God. What are you doing to Jim Gray, man?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does Jim Gray edit his own Wikipedia page?